Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, February 16th, is it?
It is.
Opa! I'm going to try and say that because what I am doing today, I have Greeks in studio. And if I have Greeks in studio, that means there's going to be a party coming on soon. And that means on Saturday. This Saturday is what exactly, Catherine?
Well, I know how your show goes. So we're Bahamians that have some Greek descent in us that we're celebrating this weekend. So don't
you're
call
not Greek?
Me. Don't
you're,
call
you're
me.
Not Greek?
We've got the Greek flavoring to us. Okay. And I'm thrilled to be here today. But callers, lay off us today, because today we're going to talk about that which unifies us, which is our food, our flavors, our drinks, that which is delicious and different. And that is weekend. I'm thrilled to be, and it's Opa. It's Opa's
Opa.
Here. Opa, not Oompa Loompa. This ain't Willy
Opa.
Wonka. This is Opa, which is our hail, our salute, our toast to one another. And yes, after 3 years, that is happening this weekend. We are on the road to 50 as a country, but this is our road to 20 as a Greek festival, where the Greek diaspora get together and celebrate this side of our Bahamianness with our food, with our drink, with our dancing. Even my little whitest children will be out there dancing with hopefully some rhythm. And for all of those who have survived and been marked safe of this week's traffic jams, we hope you get out there to release and to unwind. And I do have young, pretty people to sell some of the special parts
good.
About today.
But before we go on to that, because now, let me say it again. This is going to be a Greek Festival 23 on this Saturday and Sunday on the 18th and 19th. But I want to know about the Greek heritage and how did Greeks come to the Bahamas and now we have Greek Bahamian. Is there any narrative for that? And why is it on West Hill Street? Why your Greek festival on that? So I want to hear that story. And then we get to start talking about the celebration of this Greek festival. I want to hear about the Greek Bahamians being here in the Bahamas.
Sure. And that could be five shows in itself, because we have so many of our Bahamian society that make up the 23andMe. You know, our DNA is, none of us are a pure race here. So a lot of the early wave of immigrant Greeks came in the early 1900s following the sponge trade. There are different stories that brought different waves of immigration here, emigration here, but a lot of them were island Greeks. They lived lives similar to what we'd live in our out islands, and they were fishermen and sponge divers. And some of them were pushed down to the States and Florida to continue that trade. And then, of course, and we studied this in high school, I think, a bug hit and wiped out a lot of the native sponges, and they found their way down to the Bahamas and continued that trade. And then when the synthetic sponge came along, they moved along to being restaurant owners and lawyers and community members and doctors and other participants in the fabric of our Bahamian society. And thankfully, as so many of the interesting people that have come to our country over the decades and generations, far before independence, they have brought things, that parts of their culture, their food, their drinks, their ways of celebration, and their faith. The reason it's on West Hill Street is because our church is located there.
And name of the church, so everyone can appreciate what's happening.
It's the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church, and we are one of the people that we'd be closing down a road in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be this weekend, and hopefully not too much of a deterrent to work in school runs, to celebrate and to really open the arms of our community in a way that I hope is delicious and joyful. We wanted this to be a joy-spreading event for people who have been locked down. You know, we survived the Dorian pandemic, everything else that's going on, and now it's time for dinner.
And Catherine, you're a Greek descendant, right? And mixed up with everything. But I want to know whether the Greek heritage is still alive in the Bahamas. Third generation, fourth generation, fifth generation Greek descendants, do they still learn about how to make Greek food?
I think actually,
do they dance?
I think actually one of the, and there's the, one of the coolest things about people of Greek heritage is that the connection to our culture is very much based in the palate. Like when you go, everyone, when they go home to their mummies or yaya's tables, will have a flavor that takes them to being a child. If you ever watch the cartoon Ratatouille, and you know the little rat sits down and it takes a bite of that dish, you don't have children that young. And all of a sudden, you take it back to childhood. There are some smells, and when we step into a kitchen, I'm taken back to being a child. And it is definitely one of the things that I think does help us hold on to a Greek culture. I think if you talk to a lot of the Greek Bahamians, many of them haven't been to Greece. They don't necessarily speak the language anymore. But through our cuisine, through our kitchen, and again, through the church, a lot of people have held on to aspects of the culture. And this is our way of identifying things that are meaningful to us and sharing in a way that is opening. Hospitality in Greek tradition is considered to be a virtue. I think that Zeus went bedraggled from household to household to see how he'd be treated. And so we believe in the virtue of hospitality, and that's what we're hoping to show this weekend.
So definitely food is important, and food thrives within the home. What about the Greek language? Is it still spoken in the families?
I think different families have a different emphasis on that. I actually had a non-Greek father, so he knew some of the basic words, not the bad ones, things like gala. He knew when we needed milk, okay? But a lot of us will have more liturgical Greek than we understand because of being raised within the church. But there are some families, absolutely, and you will know many of them throughout your lives. Most of you have gone to school with them or eaten their restaurants, have close ties to the language, the connection to their dance. We all know that blasting aside prejudices is most done by travel, and how we can most easily travel and financially affordably travel now is through our stomachs, which is why we're offering this taste of Greek to open our doors.
So I want to know now, what can I expect coming Saturday and Sunday? See, I've been there before, right? I know the excitement, all of the attractions, especially the food, right? But I know about storytelling, mm-hmm. right? And I want the people who haven't experienced this festival, because this is one of the largest festivals in the Bahamas and successful.
And one of the first of it. Yeah. I think the first of its kind as far as like a cultural group doing that. There used to be a group that was I feel like someone needs to call and tell me. I think that it was a Spanish festival I remember going to in a house growing up. But this is a really special event that focuses on one part of our Bahamian Greek culture and tries to bring it together and bring it out. But what we can expect, well, I brought two beautiful people that are young and smiling and the young Greeks. Actually, I brought my cuz, Jamie Mitchell, who is totally non-Greek, but because, you know, they hire people in commercials to speak with British, mm-hmm. makes it sound like snazzy. That's why we brought him.
Okay.
Yeah, to misread the Greek words in a British accent. But I should bring him back on another show when we talk about high school students transitioning onto the next stage of life, because he is a rising senior. He's a graduated student out of the British system who's now having some experience before he moves on to his university life. Maria's doing the exactly same thing as a Bahamian student, and so they're trying to get their work life, real life experience on. But I know so many kids who are in this stage of life. But Maria will be one of our dancers. Jamie helped make tzatziki last night, which is why there's that same smell of garlic in the studio. And they have been delving into the joys and the deliciousness of the menus ahead of us. So guys, would you want to tell us a little bit of what we are to expect in this festival?
What you mean you could be a dancer?
This dancing, it's very much, it's so much fun. It's one of the things that has made me a part of the Greek community as a young Bahamian. And, well, it's line dancing.
Oh, line dancing?
Yes, it's like village dancing. It goes back to the roots, to the blood of being Greek. And, well, anybody can do it. We're going to, like,
everybody. And if you have enough ouzo, anybody will.
Oh, yes. But yes, there will be adult dances, and then there will be teenage dances, and also the little kids, which is very cute. I'm very much looking forward to it. We've been working for weeks on this. It will be a worthy watch.
So did you grow up dancing as part of the culture? Say, at home,
Festival was when I was about maybe 9 or 10. But I've always attended the baptisms or wedding parties, and there was always Greek dancing. Mm-hmm. Loud, rhythmic music, and just, and that's when you say, oppa, and you jump into the line, and it really brings people
together, because whether or not you know the steps, you can grab a hand and stumble along, which is what you'll be doing, right, Jamie?
I had the privilege of watching some of the rehearsals for the dancing. And what really jumped out to me, and you talked about heritage being passed down through the generations, the older ones like Callie or Eleni, who were teaching the younger ones, the 12, 13 to 16, 17, 18, the levels were clear. Everyone was trying their hardest. Everyone was picking up as we get along. But you can see the younger lads learning from the older people, and then so on and so on. So I think in that sense, the Greek culture really is being passed down through the generations.
Nice.
And it's hard work as well. It's hard work.
And before I see we get some phone calls already, before I ask what else is good I should expect there, I want to know some Greek surnames. Because I only know one Greek family, by the way, my cousins, right? But other than my cousins, the Maylises, right? Give me three or four names, just shout out that I could actually accept. I said, okay, that's a Greek behavior.
Maylis, Skandalaris, Papa George, Berdanis, Lemnius. I mean,
all of them are here in the Bahamas.
Galantis, yes, sure. I mean, Moscos. I mean, there's all that. We go on and on and on. We have Greek. The Greek culture has done a really good job of fitting into the Bahamian culture because, again, most of us come from similar backgrounds. We're islanders that came to islands. And I know how your show likes to go, but remember, because we talk about, I know you like to call me white on this show, but
yeah,
that,
white.
That of the back entrance of certain
yes,
clubs
we,
in Nassau,
yes.
as other people did too. So there was a great unifier in that. And when we talk about, you know, we talk about Bay Street history and the development of the downtown capital, the role that the people of Greek heritage played in that is interesting and essential to that, to our identity of the wider Bahamian people. So I think that's really cool.
And before I go to this caller, you mentioned Papa George, and you didn't mention Kiki Caracas and Kachima Golas. I know these as being black names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I know that the Greek and the black Bahamians were intermarrying from long time ago, and this is why some of these names are familiar with me, even though they're shade.
If you have people
changed.
Calling in to start telling me I'm not an organic Bahamian, before we talk about the food, I'll be mad at you,
yes.
Because we have food, okay?
Yes.
We have lamb tongue, we have
yes.
octopus, we're going to be
talking
about, talk
about that. Let's go to call in them, let's go talk for the food. Are we talking
good
Greek
morning,
today?
Good morning, Mr. Dury.
Go ahead.
And a good morning to your guests, and what are the topics that you'd like to
good
talk
morning.
About? Good morning. Good morning, madame. What I like, because I came from the Mass Street area as well. They used to call my family the Hilltoppers, you know, on the top of the hill?
Yes.
West south of St. Francis Church.
Mm-hmm.
The Fountain family used to be right up on the top there. So, Mr. Dury, I always come to you a little history. I also observed that the majority of the Greek families, they always congregated in a certain area. And they did most of their business down on Bay Street. And then you had a few of the Greek families that did business over Centerville to the border, like the 17th Shop and those. Am I correct so
yes.
far?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm trying to find out now, I always ask this and I never get this question. Like how you mentioned, Greeks would venture the same sort of upbringing, which was not permitted to go this place, the same way the black people went out because of their heritage and so forth, not necessarily their color. But I'm wondering why most of the foreign, what we call foreign Bahamians, or that's what I did, the black Bahamians would live on the south side of the hills.
Mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't see the Chinese or the Greeks or the Indians anyway over that side unless they travel to do some shopping or just going through. But they don't tend to intermingle and marry and mix. Now, you might have some Greek names like Kiki Caracas or this and that and that. Something
Kiki
I went
Caracas,
to school
yes.
in.
Kim Kiki Caracas was my best friend in grade one, okay? We wrote the same letter to Santa Claus. Kim Kiki Caracas, I'm good friends with and it was Joy Kiki Caracas' birthday a couple of days ago. Happy birthday. And also, I would just like to say, I don't know what fountain family this is, but on my grandfather's birth certificate, Xander Maylis, he was actually born on Augusta Street, but then one of the neighbors that signed on to his affidavit of birth was a fountain. So I need to go and look at that and see if we might have that shared history together. I think whenever you look at diaspora around the world, you'll find that people tend to stick with them as a survival tactic. You'll see that in any of the big cities, Chicago, New York, anywhere you go. There's, you know, there's Greek town, there's Koreatown, there's these places where they get together to share cultural similarities. And here we are saying, look, this is something that the Greeks have preserved that we'd love to share with the wider the Bahamas, and it's going to be delicious. I think talking about this history is something that I find endlessly important and fascinating, but more important, because already my stomach is getting hangry at me for skipping breakfast to run to your side, Cianuri,
mm-hmm.
is to talk about what is most important about the festival. I know you mentioned storytelling, and you and I love that side of it, and I still live in terror of my uncle Pericles' retelling of the Cyclops, which will be featured at the children's booth, everybody. But one of the things we have to touch on, or else people in the kitchens are going to beat me for not bigging it up. And yes, Zach, we will talk about the bar, the Greek bears, the ouzo, the Zeus juice, which is a terrifying thing, and you definitely should stay away from it. But if you don't stay away from it, you will be suffering. And the fact that we have live bouzouki music that will be happening, which is always exciting in a crowd.
But Catherine, you're going too fast. I want nobody drinks, and then I want nobody pastries. What type of drinks is going
to
be there?
But I want to tell you about the food. Why can't you let me tell
but
you about
I'm
the food?
I'm thirsty. I want to know what type of drinks, what kind of beer.
All right, go ahead, children,
there.
Let's go.
I'm going straight to the drinks.
They're all of legal age when I said children.
I'm going straight to the drinks bar. There's a huge selection of Greek beers, ouzo, which has been, I've not had one yet, but it's been, it's apparently infamous
yes.
in its abilities. But no, there's a huge selection of drinks.
So we imported some good beer, and it could be plentiful. There ain't going to be no shortage.
Not at all. Beer is more plentiful than water here.
And what else type of drink? Before we go to the food, what else drink I can get?
Well, aside from alcohol, there's also the Cafe Neo.
What's that?
That will be the coffee shop. It has desserts, and it also has coffees, such as the Frappe, which is an iced coffee, and the Nescafe, which is a hot, frothy,
Greeks
and rich... Oh, yes.
Coffee. Turkey's going through time, but we won't say that the Greeks and Turks always fought about for who owned the Greek coffee, but it's Greek coffee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And it is what you'll need to get you through the rest of the festival.
What else can I drink?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. What else? Well, the last drink on that menu, aside from soft drinks, of course, and water, will be the Greek coffee, which is the rich Demitas coffee. And it's delicious. I love that coffee. I'm going to be living off it for the next few
days. Now we can talk food.
And leaded beverages, of course, they have the ouzo shot, which is that strong anise liquor that makes you want to die. And again, there's a Zeus juice, which I don't advise, but we have all of the unleaded stuff as well. Thank you for the caffeinated beverages. But we have to talk about the food because that is the heart of who we are.
People call in to talk about the food.
And these are like the real home, a lot of the real homemade stuff from the Yaya's kitchens,
that will have you
smelling like garlic for 3,000 years. And you know, if it's made and served by a Yaya, that is calorie free and is healthy for you, even you're allowed to have it.
Good.
I mean, sugar doesn't count when it's served by a Greek Yaya.
I need to start talking about the food.
Okay, so we have. Go ahead.
We have a lamb booth, which is the roasting oven.
Nice.
And on it, it's the majority of that menu is lamb. I mean, there will be other booths that have different things, but this includes...
And all parts of lamb.
Oh, every part.
We've got the roasted lamb,
there's roast
Most
lamb shank,
you'll get in a while.
Leg and, of lamb, and then there's also the lamb tongue.
Nice.
And there's, everything. Yeah. And then you also have the sides as well. And then... There's also, and this booth I'm looking forward to greatly.
And we have people tuning in from the UK to be excited. So Jamie, let's go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to do my best to try and get these Greek pronunciations
there
right.
There we go.
So pastitso, which is...
Jamie's going to go ahead and pronounce everything like the rest of y'all going to pronounce it, so you don't have to feel shame when you're ordering it. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. So
hi, Hamish. Hi, Louise.
So,
go ahead.
Dear. Zuzukakia.
Sure.
Is my best bet at it.
Yeah.
Papousakia. Yuvetsi, I'm not going to try the net.
Yuvetsi is that delicious orzo baked lamb dish. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that stick to your lungs and you'll never.
So we can have a lot of lamb.
Yeah, I mean, lamb is. I mean, my poor husband is an American and slightly allergic to lamb, but he will be roasting the spit roasted lamb. When you walk down the street, you're going to smell that garlic through the alleyways. Carry on.
Some spanakopita.
Spanakopita.
Some vevetiva, I think is how you get that right. Some torvalu. I think some yuvetsi, some saganaki, and I'm pretty sure that's all the difficult Greek words I've gone through.
So it's cheesy, it's garlicky. You did well.
You did very well.
This is a true white foreigner, everybody. In case you want to know, a real white person's on the show for once.
So let me get this caller, Pat's true. But I didn't hear no chicken, you know, but we can listen to the caller. Caller, go ahead. Caller? No? Hang up? Okay, so let's talk about dessert. What kind of...
Well, there's chicken, there's fish,
lemon chicken,
and there's a whole,
You did a whole pot with just lamb, and then you start telling you about chicken, too?
We got chicken, too.
And with a whole seafood beef, a booth, you have your calamari, you have your octopus, you're going to stink in so many good and delicious ways. I mean, the vats of tzatziki that they have mixed, but there's a whole salad bar that has, if you tend towards something that's less carnivorous, I mean, you have every well-seasoned, well-smelling, taking you into the Lenten season if you need to purge your soul after this festival, salad that you can find, and they're listed, go ahead. Yep. Yeah. Oh, you want to?
Let's see if I get through the call. Yeah. Caller, can you hear me?
Can you? Am I on?
Yes, you're on. You're breaking up. Okay, you go on. So let's go to desserts. But when I think about Greek food, right, mm-hmm. there's a number of Greek cafes all over New Providence, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to hear my favorites. Like when I come here, come to the Greek festival, because I know everyone in the Bahamas, in New Providence, is going to be out there on Saturday and definitely on Sunday after church. So, mm-hmm. But I want to know, what do I walk toward? What do I experience? What do I expect?
Thank you for asking. And also, when we started the festival 20 years back, with my auntie Alexandra, shout out. There were not this prevalence of Greek restaurants throughout the islands. Now, I think they had the Scans Cafeteria on Bay Street and Lums and places like that had existed. But as far as being able to find gyros on every corner or gyros, it wasn't as prevalent. So the desire and the familiarity with Greek food has definitely grown in the last couple of mm-hmm. decades, which is great. So you will have your phyla and your gyros and all of the things that you mm-hmm. would find if you went to one of the Greek establishments here. But we're going to have the stuff you can't find there too. We want to challenge your palate. We want to stretch your limit. We want to make you slightly afraid and drive you back to, you know, to encourage and do some.
I want to eat some tongues. I want to eat some tongues. I want to hear about all the tongues and
most action you'll get.
You have to imagine?
Yeah.
I want to hear about the tongue. But go ahead. Let's continue to list all the food.
No, yes. Well, there will be an extensive list of desserts and such. But there will be the highlights, of course, of lugamadis and mini baklava and paximadia. You have a lot to look forward to. Trust us in that.
You know, and with mm-hmm. a Greek pastry, it's always like to like just do a lot of phyllo and a lot of syrup and a lot of honey and a lot of nuts, and it's just delicious and sinful, and you'll be back in the hospital, but it'll be worth it. Your doctor does not advise for these things. But what else? Am I missing anything? Any booths that we haven't hit yet?
I don't think we're missing anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we know we're going to have a lot of food booths. Mm-hmm. We know that we're going to be some cultural dancing. We know there's going to be some storytelling. We know that it's going to be in front of the Greek Orthodox Church. And you can tell me the right pronunciation of that name. What is that again?
Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church.
I'm assuming that the church member is going to be involved. What's to see? What to do?
Well, and this is an aid of our church community. And so nobody is paid to have a booth here. We all come out. We're all volunteering.
Really?
I have been promoted, not demoted, everybody. It's not just age. To the children's corner. So if you bring your kitties out, send them to me and I will terrorize them in special ways with our Greek mythology based games and ancient Olympic games. So we do. It is a family friendly event. We want you to come out here. We want you to terrify yourself by having a whole grilled octopus and to tote home all your favorites. So you can be sitting there with homemade tara masalata, which is a fish roe dip, or a chickpea salad, or whatever else, whatever floats your boat. You can take your little bag home and enjoy it for the rest of the week and weekend. But we want you to be engaged in the dancing, to participate and to enjoy an atmosphere. And we talk about this all the time on the show, is how do we create a downtown heart or atmosphere? How do we reclaim spaces? So this is an attempt to create an atmosphere that is open, that is friendly, and that has an educational element in that we need to blast apart prejudices that think we are only one type of people dyed and made one way. And these is the Greek Bahamian community opening their arms and saying, stab someone's hand and stumble behind in line with a shot or a sample of something. This is how we want to hold your hand for the rest of the Bahamas.
And Catherine, interject, there are few people know that your grandfather, I think, was the originator of crack conk inside the Bahamas.
My grandmother.
Grandmother. Yes. Man's world.
Now
right?
Listen, and of course, this is where history would all step up. But yes, that my grandparents. He was Senator Alexander Malus first worked and owned, within the Imperial Hotel. Mm-hmm, where he had made friends with a lot of our Bahamian entertainers and musicians. But my poor grandmother, who was young and sweet and 18 when she found this old soldier and came to the Bahamas with him, was one of the. Was said to be the first person to beat conch like they would do Greek style, batter it and fry it and serve it. Now, there are people who will come for the title. Come, I'd love to learn the history of our cuisine behind the Bahamas, but that is widely said and recognized within the circle. Mm-hmm. Hard work, but good work and
so
delicious.
So will there be any conch? That's what I would know. Any crack conch deal?
Well, I don't think we're going to have a crack conk on the menu anyway, but that would be really cool to do a Greek twist on that at some point.
Yes,
crack conk, I think that crack conk with tzatziki is a good seller.
Ooh.
Yes, it would be.
You'd have it, wouldn't you, Jamie?
I'd have all of it.
Yes.
You're
I'd have
an
all
inventor.
Of it, Catherine.
As a foreigner attending, because you are a foreigner, and it's not a tourist, what are you most excited about?
I'm most excited for the dancing.
Yes.
I'm most excited for the dancing and the drinks. I haven't even tried yet, because me sober will not try any of the dancing. But with an ouzo in my hand and ouzo in my body, I definitely will step onto the stage.
So Zeus juice courage.
Zeus juice, essentially.
Oh, yes. This will be fun.
So what is Zeus juice? Have you seen it before?
I don't think anybody knows. I'm just doing it because my friend Zachary is texting me, make sure you promote this.
The Zeus juice.
And I shall be...
I go there, ask for that. The Zeus juice.
I'll be serving vices of like the more sugary, sweet variety at the children's
no, I
because
the
I'm
Zeus
a pure
juice.
Soul and spirit, as you know, of course.
Mm-hmm. So when I come over there, ask for the Zeus juice.
Well, you can ask Jamie. He'll have had some.
Good.
I'll hook you up.
So I see that the entire community, Greek Bohemian community, and then of course Greeks would have emigrated
and
to the Bahamas.
We have a lot of non-Greeks that participate in this event, Bahamians and otherwise, because it's fun and we want it to be inclusive. We want it to be a Bahamian experience of Greek culture.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to know more about the culture. I'm going to talk about the kids section where they tell stories, right? And about the myths of the gods and Zeus and who else there, the Olympians and whatever it is. I'm expecting that that's going to be a big section where I can push my child to let's hear these stories.
Well, we have had a lot of storytelling in the past. I'm not sure how it's segmented in now, but. As far as it comes to the intrigue and the entertainment and the romantic value of the Greek history and culture, it can't be beaten. I mean, it's been taken all the time, all over by Hollywood, over and over again. I think what's the new one? You love it, Percy Jackson.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the
yes.
Oh, you know, like all the kids. This is where I'm aging myself. All the kids love to read about that. But even as I was rereading all the Greek myths that I learned as a child through school or otherwise, I'm like, there's such a fantastic, deep, colorful literacy that we can promote by reading and retelling these stories to all of our kids. So again, I had touched on Uncle Pericles telling us about Cyclops when we were little. So terrifying. So important. But the story of the Spartans, again, that's being claimed by Hollywood. Mm-hmm. But I hope that we all come to the Greek Festival this weekend to return with our shield or on it. As wasn't that Dionysius?
Yes.
They went off to Thermopylae. So anyway, we again, this is a delicious, open welcome. We want to, again, there's so few opportunities as a Bahamian people we've had in the few years to do something like this. And I truly hope to see people out. I would like to touch on parking before we go.
Don't we
oh, it's
that?
Not over yet. The music scared me.
No, but we're going to take a quick commercial break because I'm excited about this. I think this is going to be the biggest event on the weekend. So I expect it's going to be packed. People from all circles of New Providence will be there, tourists and Bohemians alike. So I want to know what else. Is it going to be like enough boots to service everybody? Let's take this quick commercial and then we'll be back to talk more about it, right? This has been Guided Radio in the AM. We're going to be right back because we're talking about Greeks and Greek Bohemians and the culture and the food and the drinks, especially the Zeus drink, right? And let me say this word. Opa! No?
Opa! Opa!
Soon get it. I soon get it. We will be right back.
So much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Girl,
Carl Jr. just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio. We have Greek music. What you try pronouncing it? Ompa.
I fire you.
Yeah, I'm not
I
getting
fire
there.
You.
But when I come out there
no,
this Saturday,
it.
I assume that someone's going to be there just to teach me the dialect and say, Cecil, just
yes.
Say it this way. Ompa.
Yes,
no,
I'm
not even close yet.
The Greek libations and flavors are a social lubricant.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Allow me to slide right in.
You will be able to, yes. To ompa.
See, look,
ompa.
Where we get, look where we get me going. Okay.
I'd like to give a shout out to the producer for our intro. Thank you very much.
Very stylish.
Yes, and he's wearing his little Greek king key sweatshirt, even though it is for our Immortals Junkanoo group. But amen, hallelujah. Thank you for representing unbeknownst to you. But go ahead.
I want to talk music. And I see a caller here. I'm going to patch them through shortly. But I want to talk. Oh, the caller's there? No, let me patch him. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. I want to ask a question to the lady.
Go ahead.
Now, what I've noticed, right? The Greek language in the scriptures mix up with the other type of languages, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how far that the Hebrew and stuff like that, and how that came about.
You know, thank you so much for asking that question, because I told CA that he needs to have Father Irenaeus come on, who's a very learned man, and he's the priest at the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church right now. Now, CA and I would probably disagree on what goes back further, the Orthodox or the Catholic Church, but the understanding of the biblical text through the Greek language are essential, because we know some things are just not translatable into English, and that there's some of the words that you'll find in an original biblical text that would take 3 to 5 English words or phrases to break it into. The actual historical timelines and dates on that, I don't want to profess them now and not have them right. But you have a lot of your religious debates on this show. You've had a lot of groups come in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's amazing. The conversation's important. So let's continue that another day.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that your priest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of the Annunciation.
Mm-hmm. Father Irenaeus Cox.
Mm-hmm. Will be present.
Oh, yes, he will. And the
So I could go and say, hey, Father,
yes.
Can you give me some mystery?
Yes. You know what? You're smart.
He's smart.
Yes, he will be there. He'll be in the church. He's willing to give tours, answer any questions like
because
this.
Because few behemoths know about the Greek church. So the idea of going inside and seeing it firsthand.
And the fact and it happens in this situation to have the Greek language and culture attached to this. Orthodoxy itself is Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
The Greek, this, and whatever the culture is attached to it in any given place. I've been to a Kenyan Orthodox church. People have been to Ethiopian Orthodox churches, etc. So this is a Christian church that happens to have a Greek cultural heritage attached to it. Yes, but Father Irenaeus is there. He's a very learned man and could answer this question with depth and breadth that I will not attempt. I say that with humility and respect to the fact that it's an important question, and maybe we can continue this another day.
And see, just because Bremen asked a question,
mm-hmm.
in the Catholic Church they sometimes speak Latin.
They
speak Latin too?
But as far, no, we are, the Greek church will speak Greek and take from the original Greek text, but mm-hmm. as Latin, it takes more than one. I mean, did you take Latin in your school?
I took Latin for like 2 years.
And are there some words that just can't be translated directly into English? I mean, because they have syntax and connotation and depth to them?
Yes, of course, like every language.
Yes.
French, mm-hmm. German. Mm-hmm. Every single language has words that don't really directly translate into English.
Okay. So let's talk live band. Will there be a live band at this Greek festival coming Saturday and Sunday.
We actually have a band, and they've been coming for years to us.
This is a real Greek band, or this is Bohemians pretending to be?
They're real Greek. I mean, Bohemians could do all kind of music, you know. By the way, shout out to Wendy for your rendition at Caracom. Yes, it's a real bouzouki band, and they're going to get you up. They're going to get you on the table. They're going to help you burn those calories that you put on when you were at Yaya's Pastry Booth.
And what would that dance when you hold each other's hand and do that kick? Because I saw people, I won't be able to hold the people.
See, if you don't come and dance with me during this festival, I divorce you. Because
I gotta ask your husband to dance with you.
Oh my! Yeah, Mr. Mitchell. I don't know if he has the rhythm. I love you, honey, but he's gonna be on spit duty. He's gonna be on spit duty.
White husband can't dance. You see,
I have a daddy just like that. So your white daddy can't dance. My stepfather,
even more terrifying.
He's got rhythm, but I don't know about
both. My whitest children will be dancing on the stage with the young people. But I think Jamie touched on it. What is interesting about these kind of get-togethers, they are intergenerational. Yes. You can see, you know, we like to talk about all the time, Guardian, we're hearing about organic Bahamian, from whence we came. Aaron always says, my ancestors. So to be able to see some of the ancestral rituals from great-grandparents, grandparents, children handed down in a way that still is at home here in this beautiful Bahama land is something I've showed a witness. Jamie's actually a theater background, and so I'm looking forward to seeing your feedback on how this looks as a staged event.
And also, I'd be wrong, I'm remiss of me not to mention parking. The corner small. I gone through the corner small.
I know. And we have, talked about on Guardian Radio, the downtown area sometimes is struggling with parking. So have you all done your parking read-up? Can you tell us about it, Jamie?
We have. So there's free parking at Melis and Melis, the National Art Gallery, and the Points. But for the Point, need parking validated, and please bring a receipt.
Yes. So for the Point, you can park there for free, and you'll get stamped and validated, so you won't be charged. There's plenty of security safe parking. The National Art Gallery has graciously...
And you need to explain that validation thing at the Point, because go ahead.
Yeah, you will get a ticket that will be stamped, and then you can show it to the Point parking attendant when you go through.
I understand.
Melis and Melis is right there by McDonald's. And the National Art Gallery has graciously welcomed us in, because I know they have a big show on right now. Is it Antonius Roberts, which is amazing, and everyone should go. But thank you for sharing your parking with us for this event.
And name the parking places again one more time.
The Point.
Mm-hmm. Melis and Melis.
And the National Art Gallery.
Okay,
we're getting good at this, guys.
That and Werba Makar, so that's good. And we have the live band, so I want to talk about pricing. And where do I pay? Is it the entry fee? What is it with the pricing? I want to understand the pricing, because I have bringing my family of four there, so I need to know beforehand what type of money I'm coming with.
So for adults and anyone over 12, it's
£10.
$10. $10. There's a British part.
Jamie, you need to go back to your own country. No, just
$10 general admission. Under 12, it's $5, and anyone under 5, it is free.
Okay, so under 5 is free.
Under 5, it's free.
For under 12, it's $5, and for general admission, it's $10.
So kids are $5 technically, and adults is $10.
Exactly.
And I'm trying to picture it in my head, because I'm going to be parking more likely by the Arts Museum and coming downward
Your knees get hauled up. I believe in you.
I want to say that I assume there's going to be like a booth.
Yeah, there will be gates. They will find you. They'll you will find you. Them. We have experienced gatekeepers. Mm-hmm. The keeping of the gate. There you go. They will make sure that you are welcomed in and that you scurry in and you come on and get your furl on, get your food on, and just enjoy. Just to be imbued with Greek culture, just feeling like you have been seasoned in something other than just your own experience. For the last few years, being locked up at home or being stuck in traffic. I'm not being salty. I know everyone's working hard. Police force, we love you. And as long as you weren't in traffic for 2.5 hours with 2 kids and 2 cups of coffee and you were fine, right? But anyway, come out. All that stress that we've pent up in the festival over the in the lockdown and our pandemics and all of the things that keep us vexed. Let's remember, and this was just talked about in the show previous, that we have so many bright and beautiful things about our Bahama land. There are so many things that we can celebrate together. Then one of the things that we can do is hold hands, enjoy each other's cultures and the differences between us. Not just focusing on what has to be the same, and eat in a way that is delightful.
I have a text here saying, great show as usual. Tell your guests, thanks for bringing crack home to the Bahamas, but I'm super mad that it's not authentically Bahamian. Say, boy, I'm really mad over that. And like, few people knew the origin of crack conk. So that tidbit is something that we must cherish as Bahamians. Hey, a part of our culture, a part of who we are as Bahamian, is also Greek in nature. So that's something to cherish and celebrate.
And you know, Patricia Mikolask, and when we did our Rum Bahamas Festival, she and Alexandra Maylis Lynch did a breakdown of the Bahamian kitchen and all of the different, I think there was 8 different major areas of the world that influence what we eat here in the Bahamas today. And so, sure, there is a Greek and European influences, but isn't that fabulous? Doesn't it make us a delicious melting pot? Mm-hmm. I know, we always get a little mad when someone else's team has a point, but Super Bowl over and let's all sup together, dining together, breaking bread together. That's biblically unifying, is what we can do as a people to make sure that we continue. And as we continue on this road to 50, we need to figure out how we can hold hands and march together, whatever side of the world our Bahamian began in, we continue together as one people.
I know at one of the last Greek festivals some years ago, right, they had pictures of old Bahamiana with Greeks in sponge boats and stuff like that. Can I anticipate that this year, or no one has thought about that? Now I got to make them feel guilty and say, but bring some pictures so I can look at?
I think that anything that is not seen, I think you'll see some things like that, but anything that's not always opportunities for future conversation and growth.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I'm a big fan of cultural and oral history. Because we have so many of them from so many parts of ourselves, have to be curated and continue to be talked about. This is one part of what makes us a beautiful, complex, and rich tapestry as a people. And I wouldn't want to see this thread plucked out and lost, but none of them. This is what makes the beautiful quilt masterpiece that is the Bahamaland, and that we're going to be celebrating on 242 Day, right, Dwight?
Mm-hmm.
With a T-shirt, right, Dwight?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I wanted to know that I know there's a Chinese association, there's Jamaican association, and an Haitian association, Turks and Islands. Is there a Greek association in the Bahamas? Greek Bahamians come together, communion, and say, hey, we're keeping the culture alive.
I would say that the community, the heart of the Greek community, is the church.
The church.
And that is what is unifying. That is what,
that's what brought us together in the very beginning.
Yeah, and a lot of immigrants of different cultures, whenever they hit land in a new country, would put up a temple, a church, a something to their religion and God of whatever it is to begin their home there. And so the church, I would say, and the church community is probably the unifying factor in not a Greek association aside from that, but there, that is the communal meeting place. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And I know you mentioned that the festival itself, Greek Festival 23, was happening on Saturday and Sunday on the 18th and the 19th, of course, from 11 until, and on Sunday, 12 until 12 p.m. until 10 a.m. Traditionally is held near the church because the proceeds go towards the church functions.
And it's such a beautiful area.
And that should be Greek.
Yeah,
ish, in terms of architecture. I want to know if there's any history between...
A lot of the buildings on West Street were Greek-owned, and that's such a beautiful area. And a lot of people, when we've talked about what are we going to do to reclaim the heart of downtown, and at the beginning we had the gentleman who called from the Fountain family and saying Over the Hill, and earlier, the previous show, you're talking about Gail Saunders and talking about Over and Behind, South of the Hill communities. Those areas are historically important and beautiful to us. Now, some of them have suffered from, the rundown and have become derelict in nature over the years. But reclaiming those spaces or claiming them as somewhere that can be beautiful, made to be safe atmospheres that we can spend time in and not just places that we try to avoid, I think are important to our future as a country. And we need to continue to find other places we can do that. I mean, we could have an Adelaide Festival. We could have a Gambier Festival. There's so many places that we can go on this little island and have atmosphere come up. And yes, we are, again, we keep saying Greek Bahamian, but we have to say we have like Dominican Greek Bahamians. Hi, Liam. I have to give a shout out to my nephew who's listening. Greco-Scotch Bahamians, Indian Greek Bahamians.
So diversity.
There is so much diversity, but everywhere. None of us are pure blooded. I'm not going to go into the politics of that and say British Bahamians, we have plenty of them. But Nobody here, we won't say that nobody here is a Lucayan, but we're all here because we hail from some culture. I invite everyone to look back into that which is important and empowering to them in their background. Celebrate it, cook it, season it, and serve it up in a way that is welcoming to us all as a people.
Let's go back to the young people, particularly your niece, right? How important is it to you to celebrate your Greek culture?
It is something...
Your heritage.
When I found out we were doing the Greek festival this and a bit of fear.
Yeah, anxiety, I guess.
Because it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but it's worth it. And it teaches our community how to work in the entertainment area. Even if you're going to be a doctor one day or a lawyer, it still gives you people skills that you will need. And also, like, it gives you a sense of, like, you have something you can be proud of, something good, something that can bring color and life into your community, and you're also helping your church, and you don't always get that chance to do so this is something that I can do to give back to my community. And also it's just fun. It's extremely fun. I can spend time with my family through this. I can welcome other family members and friends into this. Hello, Jamie. And I'll also I just get to learn more about my culture. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to be involved with it.
I want to ask, how easy was it to get people to volunteer?
Not easy.
That's not true. We even have volunteerism here.
Yeah, there you go. We flew him in for this.
This is not foreign labor, everyone. Don't be lighting up the phone lines over this one. But we have, you know, over the years, we've invited non-Greeks in to help and serve. And there's nothing that bonds you like the trench warfare. That is a festival work. Mm-hmm. You could ask Erin. I love Erin for life because she stood side by side me in battle as she sold her. We can't do product placement. Her rum fingers at her festivals throughout the day. But I mean, the working together is bonding for our young people. It's bonding for a community. And again, it's a way to welcome people in a real hands-on way that you just couldn't do in a regular business operation necessarily. So yeah, it can have some late nights and sore muscles, but I think that it shows an open beating heart of a part of our Bahamian community that is essential to keep alive for us to have a whole and healthy country. And yeah, we're thrilled. Aren't you excited to be working Jamie?
I'm so excited. The one who can't believe it, I'm not Greek. I don't go to
church. You're not Greek?
I'm not Greek, no. I don't go to church. But
please leave. No.
One thing that's so evident every time I've gone to one of the rehearsals for the dancing or preparing food, everyone there is so welcoming. Everyone there will shake their hand, politely introduce themselves. I'll be joining in with a joke so quickly. The thing I've been most appreciating in my stay here is how strong the community is. And it's something I'd invite everyone listening to come and try out, come see and appreciate for yourself. Come drinking with me at with the Zeus juice, or come try out some gyros. Trust me, it is a community atmosphere unlike any other.
Definitely a gyros. And Jeremy mentioned community. And I was thinking about how did you get all the bears here? And I'm saying, perhaps
man,
it's true.
That was a hard swim, man.
Yeah? I'm assuming the restaurant owners.
You know the lost city of Atlantis? We found it.
You found it? And all the statues there, you know. I mean,
you want the shipping logistics now?
And Aphrodite. But no, I just want to say you have a whole collection of bears, and not just one, like two or three or four different types of Greek bears here. And I'm trying to say, how did y'all work that out? You know, that someone say, hey, I got you.
It's part of our deep ancient history of Greek mythology that we don't always know how things happen to pull off this festival.
Like,
it is, again, miraculous to see people. I mean, and it's, in any Greek community is passionate, diverse, interesting, and full of the personality. So when we have a common cause that brings people together and all their variety of talents, it's something that's beautiful. And it transcends things like, you know, having to do international shipping. but it's a challenge, but I think it's great to create things that are worthy of celebration and community building. And as we continue on this road to 50, and that's what I appreciate about Dwight and his 242 day, I'm like, create community to create positive service, feedback, and celebration, because we are the best and most beautiful country on the planet. Everyone else knows it. Everyone else sees us. Everyone else wants to invest in us, visit us, praise our beauty, capture it in little ways. And so we have to continue to remember that, traffic aside and everything else aside, we need to claim this country, serve it responsibly, and celebrate it as it is worth it.
So let's do a recap. I can go ground the table, right? Mm-hmm. When is the festival again?
Clearly and poshly, do it.
It is from Saturday, the 18th of February, from 11 a.m. to midnight, to Sunday, the 19th of February, from noon to 10 p.m. Admission is $10 for anyone who is over 12, $5 for anyone who's under 12, and anyone under 5 is free. You can park at Malis and Malis, the National Art Gallery, who have generously allowed us to park there, and the points, but you must have your parking validated and bring a receipt. Yeah.
And let's talk about food again. What type of food am I able to anticipate when I come there? I know it can be gyros.
Oh, yes. You can find me at that
name.
That'll
be working.
Oh, all yes. The different booths. Have the lamb booth. We have the Greek salad booth. We have the cafe neo. We have the Yaya's kitchen, which is where you get all of your
comfort
homemade
food
dishes.
For the souls.
Yes, exactly like that. And you'll have the bars, of course. And it will be good. It'll be amazing. You will have your lamb. You'll have your chicken.
You definitely have a chicken.
Yeah, you'll have your chicken. You'll have your taramasalata. You have your Greek
loads
salad.
Loads of seafood.
So much food. Literally, we
and
run this
octopus.
Festival until we run out of food.
Yes,
so
and if you're
come.
Vegan, we'll have tons of that
yes.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
We have
vegetarian
any.
So,
really
Catherine, I'll come with you with rum and beers because I get food now. I get parking. I need to know what I can drink. So, I need to go over that again.
I'm going to pass that over to Jamie.
You don't want to talk about the drinks at all? No? Go ahead.
I'm gonna pass that over to the young children. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
No.
I will be joining you in trying out the Zeus juice, which I don't think the Ouzos, the great selection of Greek beers we have here. And of course, if you're not that way inclined, there's waters if you want to cut, if you want to refresh yourself, and obviously some soft drinks for the kids. So we have everything and anything.
Is it gonna be Greek waters or just water, regular water?
I mean.
I want some Greek water. I mean, if I come to the festival.
We're going to have the Aegean filtered by Aquapure. No, okay.
There you go.
No, but whatever your vice is, mine is culinarily based, so I'm going to be chowing down. But there are ways to truly, again, we want people to enjoy the relaxing, joyful atmosphere. Greeks, for whatever we say, are really good at celebrating mm-hmm. together. And so I'm looking forward to, yeah, I know. And again, it's like, you know, if as long as you're holding onto the person next to you, you kind of look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You could stumble.
Let's talk about the kids section because I know you'll be in charge of the kids section.
Also, there is, I want to say that there is a placa that has like Greek goodies. Mm-hmm. And there's a bookstore. We had a few great callers calling in that asking the slightly deeper questions that delve past like our garlic content. And there's a bookstore that touches on the Orthodox faith and
the bookstore's
going to
be open.
It will be open and it will have educated, sensible people there to talk to you about educational, sensible things and aspects of the church and faith. So that is, I think, a good depth to the rest of this, because what this festival has most of all, I think, is soul. Yeah, we have Greek soul food,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. we have the things that will make your soul come out on the dance floor, but I hope
sweat,
that it has a soul behind it. I hope if you come and you feel that. I hope that you feel welcome, you feel warmed, and you feel like you could get home safely after whatever you've imbibed in.
Yes, yeah. I'm excited because, I mean, the Greek festival always is a big event, and your family is known for festivals, so I know it's going to be big and grand, right? And what I'm enjoying and listening and hearing is that the entire community has vested in this. They come out in droves to participate.
Well, there's volunteers, and then there's just guilt. A lot of it is because you want to, and a lot of it is because you're told to, but mm-hmm. it all is beautiful once it comes together.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So remind me of the date, as the last minute goes,
It's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. 18th of Feb, 19th of Feb.
Yep, time again.
On the Saturday, it's from 11 a.m. till midnight, and on the Sunday, it's from noon till 10 p.m.
That's us, Guardian Radio in the AM, and we're going to the Greek Festival 23 this Saturday and Sunday on the 18th and the 19th, and everyone is going to be there.